Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello there, all you cake and cookie heads out there. It's R-O-B-B with another bonus episode, not an official episode, of Cake and Cookies. It doesn't even get a number. You see, Katie's not with us today. Today, I am going to observe Labor Day weekend along with you guys. About a week ago, I started to feel the pangs of emptiness, familiar feeling of Labor Day coming and going, and yet again, no Jerry Lewis telethon. Nothing to put on the television Sunday night when I go to bed. Nothing to click on first thing on Monday morning, or even when I was younger. Nothing to keep me up through the entire night when I used to watch the thing straight on through 21 and a half hours. Of course, this was long before DVR. So if you wanted to watch it, if you were afraid of missing something, you had to stay up. As Ed McMahon himself said, and I stole it years later, if you miss a little, you miss a lot. So what to do to deal with my telethon withdrawal? Well, what I did is I dove into my media archive and pulled up some of my favorite telethon moments from years past and put together some stuff for us to enjoy together. It was a lot of fun putting this together. There's some music, there's some awkward, there's some funny, but what it is mostly for me, it's a lot of memories of a misspent childhood, and let us do this together, shall we? Okay, do you have your tuxedo on? I do, and remember, you're not allowed to undo your tie until you're at least 5 hours into the telethon. Let us begin with Ed McMahon, because this is how the telethon would begin.
Welcome. We are live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the 2008 Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. Coming to you from the beautiful South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Starring Jerry Lewis. The next 20 hours will bring to you the best the world of entertainment has to offer. Performers from the world over. Stars of comedy, music, magic, and dance. 200 performers, all giving their time and talent on behalf of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Coming to you from Las Vegas, New York, Montreal, Milwaukee, Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Joining Jerry as his co-hosts are Jan Carl, Tom Bergeron, Allison Sweeney, Norm Crosby, Nancy O'Dell, Billy Gilman, Ace Young, in New York, Tony Orlando, and in Chicago, Bart Connor and Nadia Comaneci. And me, I'm Ed McMahon. And now, please welcome the national chairman of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, Jerry Lewis.
And Jerry makes his grand entrance resplendent in a beautiful black tuxedo. And as Jerry himself would tell you, it cost $500 for the silk alone. And the fun would begin. We knew we had 21 and a half hours of entertainment ready to go. And the entertainment always began when Jerry started to read, or tried to read, his cue cards.
I'm always being told what a terrific job I do with this show, which I appreciate, of course. Why don't I use the mic? Yeah. Yes,
just
hello.
Say whatever you have, speak it right into the mic.
8, 9, 10.
And everybody will hear it.
Thanks very much.
And we'll say how wonderful to hear Jerry speak.
Thank you.
We hope you have a good time. We hope you enjoy yourselves. And I thank you all for coming. And what do I do now? What? Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, for God's sakes, I'm sorry. Please watch this.
It was a hit movie in the 90s about a wedding singer in the 80s. Is that right? And now it's taking Broadway by storm with a slew of new songs for the musical. Here is the cast to perform from the Broadway smash, The Wedding Singer. Yeah.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to make an introduction. And the introduction has been written so that I know the performer who comes on at this particular time. It starts like this.
This next performer is a Grammy Award winner. Take that back. This next performer is a Grammy Award winning legend who was celebrating 41 years of performing. She has just released a brand new CD on the Shout Factory label called A Woman's Touch, which is a salute to the classic songs we all know and love. I remind you once again that you should really remember that somewhere along the evening or tomorrow that you call and let them know that you care. Of course, I'm talking about the... what am I talking about, Debbie?
I have no idea.
The world of country in a big way. Once you hear her, what is that? The world of... Oh, I think this gorgeous lady is on the verge of breaking through the world of country in a big way. Once you hear her voice, you'll understand why. Her self-debut album is climbing up the charts so fast, you'll also understand why I think she's certainly something special. First, it hit Broadway. Then came the classic 1978 movie, followed later by a revival in the 90s, and now it has returned to the Broadway stage with the winners of the hit reality show, Grease. You're the one that I want. Please welcome Laura Ozzens and Max Crumb. We have an amazing someone who will talk about an amazing medical breakthrough. And did I read that wrong?
Yeah, you did. Do it again. Or just say it.
Turn it back.
Okay.
I want it to be perfect.
Okay,
over the years, these two Jews... No, that's not it. Tell it. Damn it. Oh, it's happening to my eyes. We are so thrilled to have this season two American Idol finalist returning to our show. She's been a great success since since she finished the competition. I've been watching America's Got Talent just like the rest of the country. It's wonderful to see these new people, these fresh ideas, these productive, creative people getting their things together and performing to a fare-thee-well. One of the people I'm so proud to have on the show, because one of the people that won America's Most Talented, most what?
America's Got Talent.
Oh, Most Wanted. You want me to say goodbye? What? Oh, yeah, we have to go to the local station, but we hope you'll come back for hour 18 of the 19, whatever year it is, telethon. We'll be here. Hope you'll come back. This next vocalist blends a traditional country sound with 50s rock and roll. His latest album is Brand New Girlfriend, was released at the beginning of August, and is already two on the country charts. Grammy winner, a new release. Vivaldi Voldman. What the hell is that?
Vivaldi.
What?
Vivaldi. Vivaldi.
You couldn't name it like Barney, Eddie, Irving? Here he is, Joshua Bell. Wait till you hear this. The lyric of the song was simply, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. Why don't I have the words so I can remember how to Christ to sing this?
They don't have them on there, I don't think. The light from above.
What?
The light from above.
When are you getting your show? We're presenting the Las Vegas Mass Choir and Color Guard. And here they are.
A key part of every telethon is, of course, music. And Jerry himself would sometimes favor us with a song. I always liked when he would take a pop record and assign new lyrics to it, usually with the help of the great Lil Mattis. And this is one that goes way back. I can remember this when I was just a little boy. This one was from 2009, I think, and it is the Barry Manilow song, I Can't Smile Without You, and it's done Jerry Lewis style, and there's no better way to do it.
You know we can't smile without you. We can't smile without you. We can't laugh, can't sing, unless we can hear those telephones ring. Sometimes we feel sad, then you call. Feel glad when you call. If you only knew what we're going through, we just can't smile without you. Once had a plan, then I began to follow it through. Isn't it great that now we're part of a team, part of a dream, soon to come true? So you see, we can't smile without you. Can't smile without you. We can't laugh, we can't sing, unless we hear those telephones ring. Feel sad, then you call. Feel glad when you call. If you only knew what we're going through, we just can't smile. Those songs may be sung, stars may appear, don't lose the meaning of heart. One thing we know, this is a show called Love. Love can't smile without you. Can't smile without you. We can't laugh, can't sing, unless we hear those telephones ring. Feel sad, then you call. Feel glad when you call. It's perfectly clear to make it this year. We just can't do without you.
Thank you, Jer. For about 40 years of Jerry hosting the telethon, right at his side was his right hand. I speak, of course, figuratively, because Jerry's right hand actually was there, his literal right hand. But the figurative right-hand man, the rock, the man, the voice, the man who was always there for Jerry, Mr. Ed McMahon. Here's a little montage saluting the great Ed McMahon, some of his greatest moments, and can we please get this man a lozenge.
Now, of course, I need to make the formal introduction. This gentleman, who for 33 years has been my right-hand man, who brings much, much more to this program than his presence, he brings the human spirit. And he brings the human spirit from the place that most of us fear having it come from, and that's love. He's a big teddy bear. He has a tremendous amount of love in his heart, and he comes to me each year to spread it around. Mr. Ed McMahon.
Let's meet America's number one firefighter, the General President of the International Association of Firefighters, and MDA National Vice President, Harold Schaeferger.
My hero!
Coming up in the next hour, Steve Tyrell, Elaine Blusser, Five Ish Finkel, and Big Ben.
Are you there?
I am here.
Take it.
And here's a word from our friends at Citgo Petroleum Corporation. All right. This weekend, Harley-Davidson is celebrating its 105th anniversary in Milwaukee with their biggest anniversary party ever and with proceeds benefiting MDA. From Milwaukee, let's welcome the President, Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson, and MDA Vice President, Jim McCaslin.
This next versatile actress won
Jerry.
An Emmy for her role.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have Jan finish like that, and then you're, you know, just kind of daydreaming. When she finishes, you've got to start right away.
Oh, really? When did you become such a maven?
Well, you told me how to do it, and I just did it.
Did what?
Whatever I did, I did.
Well, good luck.
Good luck to you. If I see you again, have a, you know, wonderful life.
I appreciate it. What is this, Ramadan? Thanks, Eddie.
From the folks along the Love Network, here is our final tote. Roll it.
That's good.
It is not a final tote. This tote board does not read the final figure. We thought it would, but I'm told that we got something else happening there.
All right. Let's watch this message from our friends at Lowe's. Please welcome the President, Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson, and NMDA National Vice President, Jim McCaslin. Now here representing Acosta Sales and Marketing Company, its President, Chief Operating Officer, Harold Hill? Robert Hill, I beg your pardon.
Robert Hill, right here.
Coming up, more music, more laughs, with Contact, Becky Taylor, and Reba McEntire. You better not go anywhere.
Now we're back to Ed McMahon again to introduce my darlings from ERA.
All right, Jerry, let's watch this message from ERA.
Here we are. This lovely lady, of course, a longtime pal with us. Here is Jan Carl, and there's Norm Crosby. You know them. They've been here for a long time helping us. And right now, this next lovely lady, an MDA board member, has been joining us for over 20 years. Okay, here we go. Your career plans are recording, concerts, Broadway films, television and radio. She's one of the strongest, longest supporters of MDA. Here with the Las Vegas Mass Choir and Steve Fiek on drums, please welcome our friend Maureen McGovern.
Here from the Super Value and Albertsons Companies, their Community Relations Department, Teresa Alexander and Karen Griss. Right now, representing the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, our Senior Vice President of Store Operations, Paul Wintzmuth. Waldron's District Manager, Joe Stout. The Food Emporium Supervisor, Eddie Casso. And Director of Community Relations, Liz Lucadado. So it's so good to see you.
Thank you. I hope
nice,
I see you.
If you get a chance, walk by.
Yes, of course.
Okay, yeah, okay. Welcome back, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson.
Slow down!
He's a National Vice President, Jim McCaslin.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jerry.
And leading this delegation from the IAFF is the General President and MDA National Vice President, Harold Schaitberger, IAFF.
Thank you, Mumbles.
Hey, Jerry, here comes Harold Schaitberger of the Fire, you know, the group, the single largest national sponsor. Look at this.
Ed?
Yeah, I got it, because our friends at Harley-Davidson are commemorating their 105th anniversary this weekend. And all to celebrate with family and friends. And here's the good reason to ride and raise money and awareness for MDA. Harley-Davidson MDA Goodwill Ambassador like Luke Christie and his friends are there, and they're all going to celebrate.
There's more coming up with Verbal Plan. Daniel Rodriguez, The Color Purple, and Bob Zaney, so stick around.
One thing you could always count on during the Jerry Lewis telethon was, at one point or another, Jerry's temper would come out to play. Now, to be fair, it might be half temper, and the other half might be just the fact that he was a perfectionist. Or maybe it's the fact that he was getting to be a cranky old man. But the temper is there. And the temper is here in our next montage.
Lee, next time you get a cue to play, ask me first, okay? You have to understand something. I've got people in the booth that have only done this 30 years. So we have to understand that they screw up every once in a while. Okay? Thank you, Lee. I appreciate that very much. All of us in the MDA family know and love Lou Christie. Smart, a very talented, personable 15-year-old from Due West, South Carolina. Lee, let me ask you for it. Lee, would you be good enough, if you finished your joint, would you be good enough? I would sincerely appreciate if you will give me a timpani and watch the board. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Good bucks. We got good bucks there. And I did this song in the film. And then I did it on Broadway when I opened at the Palace a couple of months later. Are you ready, Lee? Hello? I don't mean the producer. I know you're always ready. I'm talking to my conductor.
He's ready.
You are? Well, take a break. Go ahead, sweetheart. Hit it. Lee.
Thanks for being champions for Jerry's kids.
Got a longer lens and drop back.
Okay. We're on you, darling.
Who, me? Oh, for God's sakes. Hey, hi there. It's me, Jerky Lewis. Yeah. You done good, kid. Look at this number we're coming up here with. Yeah. I see 49,207,000. Yeah, I knew we had a switcher in there. You just hit that, right? Comes off there and then comes to here. It's wonderful. Wake up. Here's Ed McMahon.
All right, here's another message from our friends at Citgo Petroleum Corporation.
I do this show for all the healthy children in this country. For all the healthy children in this country, I do this program. Oh, I got a bunch of my kids involved, but that's it. And you people are responsible. The audience out there has to be accountable. It takes courage. It also takes risk. But come on, you're grown-up people. Move your fanny and do something. It's in the best interest of your life, as well as those that I'm helping, as well as mine. What would I do Labor Day if I didn't do this? I can underwrite it.
All right, well, here's some music. I'm interrupting you again. Look at this. 32 million.
I was going to say, well, somebody let me know when a toad is about, okay?
I'll always let you know.
Because, you know, I want to wrap up the people and say thanks to them, but if we just hit the drum...
We can't worry about that when we're rushing on to get all this money from the folks. Don't leave us now. The fun is going to start. It is my pleasure to welcome back Safeway's Executive Vice President, MDA National Vice President, Larry Renda. Larry, if he doesn't come back, just tell us what you have.
Come here. Go up to the podium.
Jerry, we need you back. We have to do this together, Jerry.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to see that you're back with us. I'll get it in control, I promise you.
Well, somebody
By
should.
By 4 or 5 o'clock today, I'll have it right where it should be. That's the nice part of national sponsors. They come on the show. They make a presentation, and they stand there when it's over. It's okay, PJ. You're done. Just go get another check.
Mavis hasn't told me to leave.
Who didn't tell you?
Mavis,
cue her off. Thank you very much. Jesus. Could I get Mavis to work with the loud crew on stage left? I see. Thank you so much.
Jack Jones. That's good stuff, Jack.
Thank you, Jerry.
It was beautiful. Whoa. I wasn't through talking. Jack, you're the best, and thanks again.
Thank you, Jerry.
And we loved the number with you and Nicole. It was precious.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Harold.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's real, you know. Hold it.
Here we go again.
Hold it.
Time out. You got it.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Here we go. We're holding. We're timing out.
Why do you do it without me? Don't do it.
Yes, I shall.
Thank you.
Make no mistake, the telethon was really about one thing, a man named Jerry Lewis. And he loved to talk about what he liked to talk about. Jerry liked Burger King. Jerry liked popsicles. Jerry liked Diet Sunkissed Soda. Here's Jerry talking about the things that Jerry likes right here on My Salute to the Jerry Lewis Telethon.
Let's welcome our friends from Burger King, representing the National Franchise Association and its members of the Burger King franchisees, is Chris Andrula from the Spence Management Group and Burger King Corporation Senior Director, Nikki Copeland.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
I can't tell you how happy we are that Burger King is one of our national sponsors.
Thank you.
I don't go a day without a Whopper.
Good.
Jerry, Safeway is excited to be part of this great telethon tradition. And as you know, I'm here representing...
Wait, hold it one second. Before you finish.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I'm going to say when you're through. Thank you to the marvelous Safeway. And what I was going to say a little earlier was when Mark left from Popeye Chicken. You know, people in television will say they do something just to curry the favor of other people, namely sponsors. But I have to tell you, I was in San Diego last week, and I really had a hankering for chicken, and there it was, one block away, Popeye. And I went in, and I stuffed myself. Now, this lady here who represents Safeway, she sends a special sugar-free popsicle to me when I'm at my boat, and I go up there, and they have it for me. And I devour them. The classic popsicles, sugar-free. You get them at any of the Safeway stores, and they're delicious. There's pineapple, cherry, there's orange, lemon, and they're very good.
Everything in moderation, okay?
Oh, I do everything in moderation. I moderate one box at a time. Thank you, darling.
I want you to know that Ralph's is my best store in San Diego. I keep my boat in San Diego. Ralph's is about two blocks away. I go in there, and they have popsicles for me. Chip, who's your head man there, is incredible. The people are wonderful there. It's a joy. They see me shopping, and they say, what the hell are you doing here? I said, I'm hungry. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for this. Ed,
I'm certain that Safeway has this kind of money to move into important places just from the popsicles I buy from them. You see, I can't have anything with sugar. So, I go to a Safeway once and they had these marvelous popsicles, no sugar in them. And there's a box of 16. They're called classic popsicles. And when I buy that box, by the time I get home, there's none in there. So I got to go back and get for later. But they're wonderful. And everything else there is wonderful. Okay.
7-Up is proud to be a national sponsor of MDA and to raise funds for Jerry's Kids in
the fight. Does 7-Up make the diet orange, Sunkist?
Yeah, it's part of the same family of brands, yes.
I just wanted to know for sure.
Thank you for supporting Diet Sunkist. Okay? Right.
I drink 15 or 16 a day.
I'll tell you what, we will make sure that you have all that you need, Jerry.
What do you think I'm trying this for? Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you very much.
I'm your neighbor in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Yeah, that's my second home, San Diego. Thank you. And I go to Burger King when I'm there. I do. I have the Big Whopper a couple of times a week.
Like the chicken fries.
I love it. Yes, I'll try that next. Okay. Yes.
It still drives me nuts that Jerry is A, not on television, but even more so, B, the way he was unceremoniously let go from the MDA. Now, I have a feeling it has to do with the fact that towards the end, he was very unpredictable and maybe inappropriate. Jerry had a few moments that were, to be kind, very, very awkward. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Give me about 5 seconds more.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew. I mean, Jerry Lewis.
So, it was for 6 weeks, and the books had to be over 100 pages long. So, I read 35 books.
35 books? Were they all clean or any dirty stuff?
They were clean.
Good.
So.
Go ahead, baby.
Charo! Fabulous job, and I want everybody to know that Jerry is still doing okay over here.
Yeah, I'm going to watch and see you do it correctly. I liked you. Don't you love when Charo went up into the audience? You know what? I think that's such fun. I don't know what we're all going to do with the... With the erections, but you know what? I couldn't help it. Sorry. Couldn't help it. You all right, Debbie? Debbie, you all right? You want to talk?
Jerry, it's a family show.
Yeah, I know.
Your heart's still beating. That's a good thing, though.
Nothing has ever changed. Go ahead, sweetheart. Woo! It's
right,
up
I
to
should.
You, Nancy.
All right.
To Harley Davidson, we
wait
fulfill...
Wait a minute, for crying out loud.
Jerry, we got to go.
I know you. We get on a Harley and screw.
Screw what?
Nah. You're not going to go there with me. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, Jerry.
When I was up to the time I was 75, I never got my shirt dirty. Since 75, I can't eat a half an egg without half of it on my shoulder and on my fly and into my shoes. I don't understand. I do understand no hanky-panky anymore. I have wonderful porno stuff that I watch a lot. Porno Corporation, they're the same people that did the Castle films, the monsters. Did I get away with it? No. Oh, God, am I?
Intro,
JL. I got it. What is it?
Intro.
I'm not ready to intro.
Okay.
Like working with Eva Braun. She's got a swastika on her ass. That's it. Okay. I got the laugh from my wife and daughter. That's all I care about. What's with the vicious answer?
Well, get on with it, Jerry. Get on with it.
Oh, all of a sudden you found your voice. Okay. I can't fool with him because he studied with Hitler Youth. Hi there. We're back. We're into hour 18.
Look how good he moves that camera over here. Son of a gun. Wherever I go, he goes. Let's see what you do with this over here. Oh, your family has come to see you. You remember Bart, your older son? Jesse, the illiterate No. I know.
Now, I never was a big fan of the awkward, but I always was a huge fan of Jerry trotting out this number that he performed even back in the 1950s. You see, Jerry, like his father before him, was a tremendous fan of Al Jolson. And when Jerry sings the Al Jolson medley, he kills it. This is showbiz right here, folks. And the closing number of the medley, of course, Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody, was Jerry Lewis's biggest hit record. Check it out. I love it when Jerry sings.
Welcome. Welcome back to Hour 20. We've got some stuff to do. We have some things to tell you. We have some people to present. And we're going to check my memory. Everything seems lovely when we start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray. But wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're far from home. Here's what you'll be saying, oh, when you're far from home. Mammy, Mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west. I've just learned where the sun shines best. Ha ha ha, Mammy, ah, my Mammy. Why, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama, Mammy. I'm coming, and I know that I won't be long. Mammy, I'm coming. I just hope I'm not late. Ah, Mammy, Mammy. I walk a million miles for one of your smiles. Mammy, away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel this love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing and it's song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Ah, ah, ah. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north won't see me no more when I get to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I miss the old folks at home. Weep no more, my lady, sing that song for me. Sing it soft and low, just as low. You had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing the Swanee River. A rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie Mellow. Dixie
Yeah!
Thank you.
One more hunk of tape I want to play you before we wind up this bonus episode, this little mini offering of cake and cookies. But before I play it, I want to say one thing. It really does drive me crazy that after all the work that Jerry Lewis did, he was cast aside. The man raised over $2 billion for this cause, and it was always clear and apparent to me that it meant a lot to him. I miss the telethon each and every Labor Day. I miss the showbiz schmaltz that dripped from it. I miss the odd specialty acts that you would see there and never see anywhere else. I miss the bad cue card reading, the people exhausted from hours and hours of live television, something you just don't see anymore. But I think deep down, the thing I miss the most is the fact that there were hundreds and hundreds of people out there putting on a show, and really the bottom line is that they wanted to do some good. So, Jerry, thank you 2 billion times. Thank you for all the entertainment. Now, we close with what was always my favorite part of the telethon, the final timpani and Jerry's closing. Here's a montage of timpanis and Jerry to sing us out. I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day, and we'll be back next week with a brand new Cake and Cookies.
That's the worst chord I ever heard in my life. That thing is the worst. Yeah, but okay, you don't want me to lie to you, Lee, do you? That really, who did that? Did we pick that out of the music book? So nice to go and rehearse, and you have all these smiling faces, anxious to see what you're going to screw up next. I think I need a drum roll. Aha!
Well, I hate to,
That's not the way this goes.
I hate to,
That's a very loud beginning.
I hate to intrude on whatever, you know, mood you were striking, but possibly this will cheer you up a tiny bit. We got a dollar more than last year.
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know what happened. We left the phones open, and people kept calling. And what happened? Look what happened! Roll it!
This magnificent group, Lee Musiger, and our orchestra. Rise, all of you great, wonderful, brilliant, talented, terrific friends. Thank you. They played their little black hearts out. Okay, am I going to the board right now? All right, let me hear a timp. Oh, Weinberg, I'll get you, boy. Someday. Well, you have my infinite thanks for hanging in there with us. We've had a great 22 hours. The message came through loud and clear, indicative of that board. And an awful lot of people that would want to thank you don't have that chance. And I know, being as close to so many of them for so many years, that they feel that through me, you are being acknowledged for what they feel and for what they know. And Shelley, I love you more each year. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I'll probably burst. We'll see. When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.